Vote Leave campaign news, 21st of April. Vote Leave to strengthen our relationship with the US. It's safer to take back control and spend our money on our priorities. Imagine if we vote Leave in 63 days' time. We can look beyond the confines of the EU and become a more global nation. BBC, The Great Debate. On 21st of June, the BBC will be holding a televised EU debate at Wembley Arena. The event will feature senior representatives from Vote Leave and the In campaign. Visit our website to reserve your place. Bank-funded Nick Clegg wants to stay in the EU. Nick Clegg last night gave a speech in the US, claiming that if we vote Leave, it will damage our relationship with America. This ignores the fact that our strong ties with the United States of America go back long before we joined the EU, and that the US sees the UK as its greatest ally in Europe. However, Mr. Clegg has a history of being economical with the truth. He lied about tuition fees to get himself into government 6 years ago. He promised a referendum on the EU but then backtracked on it. He used to warn that we'd disappear off the map if we didn't join the Euro. Now he's telling us it would be a disaster if we vote Leave. Remember, this is coming from a man who was paid almost £37,000 by Barclays and £22,500 by Goldman Sachs to make pro-EU speeches in the past 6 months. The British public will be in no mood to be lectured by a politician with such a history of broken promises, especially when he's being bankrolled by those who crashed our economy. After we vote Leave, we can take back control and hold our politicians to account. Obama to intervene in EU debate. President Obama is expected to come to the UK tomorrow to show his support for the In campaign. This is yet another example of Downing Street wheeling out big hitters to try to defend the Prime Minister's failed renegotiation. However, Mr. Obama's argument might carry more weight if the US had dropped its border controls with Mexico, or had accepted the judicial supremacy of the Organization of American States. No US president would ever accept giving up as much control as we have to the EU. The fact is that the EU threatens our national security and our relationship with the US and other key allies. Former MI6 chief Sir Richard Dearlove likened the EU's security services to the leakiest ships of state and colanders, meaning that other intelligence services are reluctant to share information with them. General Michael Hayden, the former CIA and NSA director, echoed Sir Richard, stating that the EU is not a natural contributor to national security, and in some ways gets in the way of the state providing security for its own citizens. After we vote Leave, we can strengthen our relationship with the US and other key allies. We can build on NATO and the Five Eyes Agreement with the US, Canada, Australia and New Zealand, which British security has depended on since the Second World War. That's why it is much safer to vote Leave and take back control on the 23rd of June.